Yo, welcome back. Listen to the Future Sports Talk Radio. We are Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. It's your boy King Cooley on the mic, and you know the vibe. You know who I'm with. White Mike's definitely in the building. What's up, White Mike?
Oh, man, just, you know, down here enjoying Savannah, Georgia. Dumb with these dumbass work hours. So, yeah.
Okay. That's all right. Someone sounds kind of upset today. You want to talk about it? Or?
Man, we're just...
Get up now. Time's up.
Yeah. Nah, we just working 14 hours a day.
Okay. I get
dumbass
it.
Dumbass hours.
I get you. All right, White Mike, we still appreciate you, and the people of Georgia, I'm pretty sure, appreciate everything you do for them. You know what I'm saying?
They pay me, I'll continue to do it.
All of you listeners in Georgia, make sure you contribute to Truth Be Told Sports Podcast, because White Mike here is keeping on your power. So your power goes down.
I don't know if you want to talk about that. Them prices down south here is climbing through the roof.
I don't want to talk about it. You're right. I don't want to talk about it. All right. My A1 from day one's definitely in the building. Hollow Point, what's up, my boy?
Yo, what's good, man? What's happening?
How's everything with you, man? How's everything in Hollow World?
Everything's good, man. We on the hey, man. We on the come up. Everything's everything.
Okay. All right. Everything's coming up. All right.
Yeah, man.
We try. Nothing else. Nothing to report. Like, just any wild trips you guys going on pretty soon?
Nothing of yet, man. We keeping it local as of right now. Nothing super wild this year. We kind of revving up a, you know, Holloway weeks later in the year. So I'm kind of trying to hang back. And then
Wait, where do you think they're going to go?
I was expecting them to do like Eastern Italy or something. I mean,
while you're bullshitting, that's where we was, you know, but
like Eastern Italy. Somewhere out there, like Mars, maybe. I'm not sure.
Tapestries, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Christmas on the moon this year.
Like, 100%. That's how they do. They have some money tucked away somewhere. So, like, I definitely need to get with you, like, to figure out your savings.
That's the thing. That's my wife's superpower, is she know how to get them trips on the low. See, there's a lot of trips that people think cost a lot of money, and we just got to know. She know how to get them cheap.
Listen.
To Puerto Rico when you on Spirit Airlines. Yeah, I got a little. I'm telling you, we was good. It was good. We got some good stuff as well on the low.
It's a destination. It ain't about the journey. It's the destination.
It's the destination.
Yeah. Chicago, the Hall of Fame, Pittsburgh on the way back.
Yeah.
You sound like a hater right now.
Yeah, you're all right, man. You good.
Also, can't forget the newbie, the new dude, Horace Jr. Definitely in the building. What's up, my boy?
What's up? What's up, man? Ready to talk some sports, you know? Rumble, do how we do, man. You know, get the truth out to the masses, you know.
There you go. Yeah. All right. How was your week? Things good over there,
bro? Yeah, man. My nephew lived with me. He's a teenager. You know, he's 15. And, if I'm not on here next Monday, y'all put something on your boy.
I got you.
We know the vibe. We got you.
Let me get some soup.
I mean, if you need a tag team partner, I'm coming down with the elbow drop too.
My bro.
Got you. We got you for sure.
Jesus Christ.
Sure. My week's been all right. Getting back into the grind of the work. Had a lot of other stuff going on, but. We're about to move, so that's a nice big thing going on with us. So, So, I'll make sure, like, you know, I have a whole new setup coming pretty soon, so I'm pretty excited about it. Let's go, you know what I'm saying? Let's go. Kind of excited. But other than that, man, that's about it, dude. That's the only thing going on. Kids getting big. Brand is smart as hell. You know, that's about it. You know, just living life. And doing some Truth Be Told Sports podcast stuff. You feel me? But we'd like to welcome you back to another episode of Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. I am King Hooley. I'm here with Hollow Point, Horace Jr., and White Mike. We have a pretty good show lined up for you guys. We're going to talk some Caitlin Clark. We're going to talk some LeBron. There's been some NFL moves going on right now. A lot of records being broken right now. But this is the point of the show where I kick it over to Hollow Point, and he lets you know where to follow us on the socials. So, Hollow Point, what do you think?
Thanks a lot, King Hooley, and thanks everybody for once again joining us for another jam-packed week of the Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. As always, you can find us, well, I take that back, you usually can find us on our website, www.truthbetoldsportspodcast.com. However, that is still under construction. We're
going to figure that out.
Yes, as soon as we can. But until then, you can find all of our podcasts wherever you listen to podcasts. That's Apple, Spotify, and all the other podcast areas where you listen to your podcasts. Just search Truth Be Told Sports Podcast, and you'll find us there. If you want to get in touch with us on socials, we have our Facebook group. We have our Facebook page. We have our X, formerly known as Twitter. We have our Instagram. We also have our TikTok. And we also, last but not least, we have our YouTube. If you have not already, go ahead and go over there and subscribe. We're putting on new videos where you can not only hear our voices, but you can see our pretty faces, especially this one right here. So as once we get it back up, we're going to have everything at one-stop shop once again. That's on www.truthbetoldsportspodcast.com. Thank
you. Man, that was nice of you to mention they could see my beautiful face.
I know, I pointed
out. You can see guys. These guys. These guys are so in love.
You can see him pointing.
These guys are so in love. Man, that's so wild. Hey, White Mike.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we'd like to welcome you back to another episode of The White Mike Hour. You know that trivia show within the podcast where White Mike asks King Hooley, Hollow Point, and Horace Jr. questions about sports. Sometimes they get it right, sometimes they get it wrong, but they're all worth the point. And you get the point. But right now, I'd like to welcome your host, Ho White.
Welcome back to all my loyal fans. I know they love me. They just like to look at my beautiful face that Hollow Point pointed out. All right, so we have three questions for y'all with two bonus questions.
Okay.
All right. We're going to do NFL and MLB.
All right.
So we're going to start with the NFL here. What franchise has the fewest number one overall picks?
It would have still occurred.
Yeah.
Least amount of number one overall picks. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say the New England Patriots.
You gotta go Steelers. Yeah.
Steelers and the Patriots are our picks. Okay. There is no points for none of y'all.
Oh, damn.
It is the Broncos.
Whoa.
The Seahawks.
The Seahawks.
And the Ravens.
Oh, wow.
All with zero.
Yeah, that's a newer team franchise, too.
Zero.
Okay.
I don't respect
the bonus question, who has the most?
Who has the most what?
The Browns.
The Browns. Number one overall picks.
Got to be the Browns.
The Browns.
They had like 15 in a row at one point.
let me go with Cleveland Browns.
Oh, the Lions. Give me the Lions.
Or the Lions, yeah.
So we have the Lions and the Browns. The correct answer is going to be the Colts and Rams.
Oh, nope. Wow.
With seven.
What?
Yeah, the Colts was far for about three decades, yeah.
So the Browns have five. The Browns, the Cardinals, and Tampa Bay have five. Hooli, your New York Giants have two. Hollow Point, your Carolina Panthers have two.
Yep.
We're in the same boat, bro.
Yeah.
And horses, New Orleans Aints have one.
Damn, for real? All that damn losing? Nope.
The worst part, one. They never lost. They never lost enough to be the worst.
They just lost enough to not be real good.
Yeah.
Stay in our boat, baby.
We got a bunch of second and third picks.
Yeah.
they go 10 every year. Just be,
they can be at the bottom, but close.
How many Billy Joes can you draft?
I bet that's where they drafted number one, too. Herbert.
So, all right, moving on to the MLB. What team has the lowest overall winning percentage in the regular season?
Regular season, lowest, say it again?
Lowest winning percentage.
What do you?
Yeah. Of the current, what, 32 MLB teams?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not asking you to go back to, like, some team that's no longer in existence.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Kansas City.
Let's go. Bro, the Angels suck a lot.
Yeah. like I know who it ain't. You know what I'm saying?
All the time. You know? I mean, it's someone on the West. It's either. You know, I'm gonna go.
Talk about the Orioles. They were doing it for a little bit.
Past couple.
Let's see.
The Mets.
It could be. I'm gonna say the Marlins.
Marlins too. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
They always suck.
All right. So what are we going with?
I got the A's.
I got the Royals.
And
I'm gonna go with the Marlins.
So Marlins and Royals. The correct answer is the Marlins.
Nice.
I didn't pick. You know why I didn't pick them?
They always suck, bro.
They got like
look at their attendance.
They got their winning percentage.
Downloaded their whole team.
Their winning percentage is 461.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, so, well, they the Yankees have the highest at 570.
Get rid of their team. Yankees.
All right. So your bonus question for that one. What team has the highest playoff winning percentage?
That's a trick question.
That's the Yankees. They got 27 points.
Brave.
I'm gonna go with the Marlins again.
I win.
I'm gonna go with the Marlins again.
Yes.
So we have
Marlins again.
Hold on, no. You know what? I'm gonna go with the Rays. The Rays. Give me time for
Rays. All right. So what are we going with? Hooli's got the Marlins.
Marlins. Rays.
Yeah, the correct answer is the Miami Marlins.
Let's go. Yep. Dude, hey, they may not make it to the playoffs, but when they show up, they win.
They have a 7-2 playoff record.
Yep.
That's a 632 percentage. The Twins have the worst with a 371.
Oh my God.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
The Marlins are 7-2 in the playoffs. So,
and when they go, they good.
That's it. Yeah,
I got one more for you. Who is the oldest pitcher in baseball to steal a base?
The to steal oldest? A base.
Yeah. Bartolo.
In baseball to steal a base?
Yep.
Bartolo Colon.
All right. Satchel Paige, because we're from Mobile.
It's a Satchel Paige. Dang.
Yeah.
He was old. Dang, a pitcher to steal a base? Who the hell? Boy, I have no idea. Man, Babe Ruth, goddamn shit. I don't know. Ohtani.
Ohtani.
Ohtani, he did. I have no idea. Oh, man.
So we've got Cologne, we got Satchel Paige, and we got who?
CeCe Sabathia.
At 42 years old, Randy, it would be Greg Maddux.
Wow.
Greg Maddux.
Greg Maddux.
Stolen base?
Stolen base. That's wild.
Yeah, he stole one every year for like 10 straight seasons.
I'm out, man.
That's, oh, he got a little athleticism, huh? He got a little athleticism.
Pure rubbish.
That's crazy. That's crazy. White Mike, man, appreciate you again. That makes me the winner, right, with 2 points?
It does.
Let's it does.
Go.
It does.
Let's go. Let's go. See, when you talk bad about me, good things happen for me. All right.
Good job.
Need the faith. Feel me? You guys ready to start the show?
Let's do it.
All right. Well,
he hacked my camera.
Well, he did it again. And I'm talking about, when I say he, I mean LeBron James. He broke another record. I wouldn't call it a record. Some people call it a record. It's not a record.
Milestone.
But he's the first.
Yeah, this is more of a milestone.
Milestone, right. Became the first player in NBA history to surpass 40,000 points. What do you guys think about this achievement for LeBron?
Well, when you play for 20 years in Ball Hog, I see you down there, Hog Point. Now, 40,000 points. I mean, that's a lot of basketball. That's a lot of. You got to be good to get it. I mean, that's
right.
So, I think it's good for him. I don't. The whole record part of it thing is, like we talked about off the show, is a bit annoying. It's definitely a milestone. He created something for someone else to chase. Mm-hmm. He created, you know, something for people to look at and be like, oh, can I do this? I want to do that. I want to be better than that. I like it. Congratulations to him. I'm not going to hate on it. So, I mean, it did in the beginning just to talk some shit.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, no one's ever going to reach it.
No. You don't think so?
Nope.
No one in the league now is going to reach. Okay. If I had put, I don't know, Wimby maybe. If they learn, let him play more minutes, he might do something special.
You know what? You say that. I don't think anybody will reach it just because I don't think LeBron's dedication to his training, his lifestyle, the way he preps himself year in, year out, is what I think got him there. It's give him the longevity. I mean, he's had some injuries.
Well, yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying. So you got to think about it. You got to put it in perspective. 21 years at an above average level. Like, it's not like he's just there and getting 5 points, 6 points. He's right now, he's in 28 a game or something crazy like that, 25, you know, at age 39 or whatever old he is. And to maintain that type of level for however many years he's done it, that there ain't gonna be too many people. Like, think about it. You got Durant, who did some of the more prolific scorers in the league. Booker, Durant, you know, Harden before he started trying to pass. You know, guys like that. Even Leonard or George, they don't have near as many points as LeBron has. You know what I mean? And it's not like they have the trajectory to get there either. Even with Curry, you know, even with all the threes, I don't think he's going to make it there. you know. So it just goes to, I think we, like, as we talked about it, I think it is cool that he is definitely one of one. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he's the greatest of all time, but he's one of one. He's only the one person who's ever reached that milestone. No one else has done it. So shout out to him for doing that. Mm-hmm. That being said, okay, he already broke the record all time. He has it. So each time he has it, it's a record. We don't need to celebrate it every time he reaches a different angle milestone. All right, yeah, man. Go sit down, win a game. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Win a game.
You're letting your fans
win several games in a row. Mm. Jesus.
You're letting your fans
I'm with the majority when they pick something else to talk about. Put the machine behind other folks.
Right.
You know what I mean? No one cares what.
Yeah.
I mean. Bronny's a good player, whatever. He's a freshman at USC on a sucky team. Nobody, like, who cares, right? He's not that good right now. He's a freshman, 6'3". He'll be all right. Let him keep playing. But keep the cameras off of him. Yeah. Put the machine somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Horace, what you think, bro?
I've been described as a LeBron hater because I don't think he's the GOAT. Like, basically, that's what it comes down to, because I respect him as a player, an athlete, and as a man. But this is a little bit too much for me, man. He got the record. That was a big deal, the all-time league record. And nobody thought everybody said, I remember this. I talked about it on many shows. Nobody thought that he would break that record, and he broke that record. You know, so records are meant to be broken. We all celebrate it. I seen some of his biggest haters, like, give him props. I gave him props. And that was time to celebrate him. Not because he hit 40,000, 39,000. It's his record. It's his record. Bro, it sounds good. It should, and like I said, it should be acknowledged. Like, you know, like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, we shouldn't even talk about it. It should be sprung up. But, man, I tried to watch, you know, one of the few times I tried to watch sports. They like, bro, like 30 straight minutes, bro. Like the Lakers won a championship. I'm like, this is a bit much. Like, come on now. I know. And it hit me, you know, and then it hit me, bro. I'm like, you know what? They don't have nothing else to talk about.
They don't
have nothing else to talk about. The NBA is not where it needs to be as far as a competitive place, as far as a product place. An all-star game just flopped in front of the world. You got teams that were in the championship last year losing by 60 points this year. You know, some of the greatest players, like LeBron, all-time great player. Look at this team. Curry, all-time great player. Look at this team. Like that. Like, you can't market the Minnesota Timberwolves. Like, you can't market the Sacramento Kings. Like, nobody cares about those teams. Like, no. Like, I can't even remember the last time I watched the NBA game front to back. Like, I just, other than the Spurs a few times, because I was at the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I've tried to watch games, like, I'm going to watch this game. And next thing you know, I'm at my phone, I'm playing with my girls, like, I'm you know, like, the NBA has a product problem right now. So they do. That. And that's my opinion.
They do.
That's my opinion.
They do. I agree with you 100% because I was watching. Like you, I'm trying to get into it because I know it's about to pop up. I know it's about to get good again. We're about to get good basketball again. So I'm trying to get back into the routine of just watching the NBA like a normal fan should. But in trying to do that, the past couple of games I've watched, I'm seeing a lot of missed shots. I'm seeing a lot of terrible shots. I'm seeing a lot of bad defense. I'm seeing a lot of terrible offense. So the product itself is not as good as it used to be. Or, you know, with LeBron and thinking about it, with LeBron about to leave, what are they going to talk about? Are we going to talk about LeBron James, what he's doing in his offseason, in his retirement? Yeah. Or are we going to talk about somebody else? Who's going to be next big player?
Wemby.
With the NBA. Next big NBA superstar.
Ant-Man.
They want And Anthony Edwards, they wanted Ja Morant before he started wilding. They wanted Zion Williamson before he started eating everything.
And we said on the show before, like, him going
to the facts, man. They him go. That's the worst decision. NBA should step in. Him going to New Orleans
probably the worst idea. Worst idea. Period. I remember that show.
Yes, that's all I'm saying. But they wanted Zion to be the next guy. They wanted him and Ja to bring on the next group. And talent wise, it was there, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they imploded themselves. And then now you got, like you said, Wemby and Chet are probably going to be two guys that are talked about a lot. SGA as well. SGA is a superstar right now. You know, and Luka, it can't be Luka really because he doesn't.
Boring.
As much as he's good offensively, he's not at all. And I'm an avid NBA player. I will defend the NBA a little bit, but y'all are right in terms of the product. It's not really, to casual fan, he's not really watching.
Okay. Right. You
know, there's a lack of effort. There's not a lot of teamwork. There's a lot of individual play. They don't hustle much. The shooting is kind of bad unless it's been Curry.
Most not trying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lack of effort on both sides of the ball, like defensively and offensively. And I can go on about it. And like I said, Sundays after football is great for me because it's like four NBA games. But it's like this Sunday, yesterday was probably the worst. But the best example of what we're talking about right now, we had four games, and each game there was something wrong with everything. All of them were unwatchable. One game, I take that back. The last game, the Thunder versus the Suns, is probably the most watchable.
Yeah, easy.
But that was the late game. But it was just lack of effort, lack of defense, lack of team cohesiveness, lack of everything. So it was kind of hard to work. I definitely just see where y'all coming from. Normally, I'm picking up, with the NBA, but I can't this time. But yeah, Wemby is that next guy. They're going to put the machine behind him. Hopefully, he has a good draft. He has a partner. And they're going to take the chains off and let him go.
Well, I tell you what. They should have a partner because they ain't winning no damn basketball game.
That's what I'm saying.
They should have a guy.
30 minutes a game?
Damn, man. 11 games. I think they won 12 games. 30 minutes a
game. That's crazy.
Well, they had him a decent partner, but he kept exposing himself. And yeah. Rumors has it.
Legend.
You know what? I think the next they're going to push Wemby for sure because after LeBron's gone, like who do we have? You know, we couldn't do John Moran, as you said.
We got to be careful.
You know, we couldn't do Zion. Zion can't put the beignets down.
They could push Devin Booker a lot.
No. Heck.
Ant-Man, I'm telling y'all. Ant-Man, Edwards.
I don't know, man. He getting his own way.
I like Ant-Man, but... I don't know if he's like marketable. How is he gonna market him being in Minnesota?
He don't. That's the thing. He don't.
I think that's what's wrong with like majority of the league. They don't say basketball.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like LeBron took it seriously. He lived that. He breathed that. His whole lifestyle was based on what was gonna keep him in the game.
Right.
Well, man. There's money going around now. You know what I mean? There ain't no struggle no more. You know, there ain't no hunger either. You know, everybody they're eating, they full. You know, everybody's
let me tell you how much money these fools got. I watched Vince Carter on a podcast the other day, and we talked about the dunk contest a couple shows ago. And Vince Carter said they came to him, LeBron, and a few other superstars, and they said, "We'll give you $1 million to do it and $1 million if you win it." And they still said no. They still said no.
That's chump change. Chump change, bro.
Dang. Win it and donate it to a child or something, bro. God.
That's what I'm saying, though. They like, You know, that's
a turn it down on me, bro. Go dunk.
That's crazy.
The pride in it's gone, man.
That's why. That's
why. They have another, the wide open non-defense NBA to do the, all the crazy dunks in a game. They don't care about the dunk contest.
Hey, but another record fell this week, and I'm talking about Caitlin Clark's NCAA scoring record. She surpassed Pete Maravich on the way to being number one. What do you guys take away from Caitlin Clark's accomplishment?
I think it's a great accomplishment, personally. I think it's phenomenal. Another record that nobody thought anybody could ever break, because Pete Maravich, I think he averaged like 30 his whole college career, something insane like that, without three-pointers. Mm-hmm. Now. So his is still just a tad bit more impressive. But, hey, she got it. Congratulations to her. I think she's the future of women's basketball, not just her. I think the collection of women talent, all that are
it's in coming out, man. It's
right now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bro, like these girls are hot, bro. Reese, hey, these are the future of women basketball. I think that they're setting a different type of standard. I think these girls are extremely popular. The girl game last year actually outviewed the boys game.
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah, so these girls are the future. These girls are skilled. They're very good basketball players, and I wish people would give them more chance, man. Because especially Herbert, like, she's elite. She can shoot. She can drive. She plays hard on defense. Like, she's a great player, man. And congratulations to her.
Oh, for sure. Wait, Mike, what you got?
I mean, it's awesome to do it. I think it's great. You know, I've seen a lot of people hating on her, though, here lately, talking about, oh, well, this person or this person. Man, I get it. And I've seen this today with people posting stuff about Maravich. So, oh, he didn't have a three-point line. He didn't this. Okay, that he did great for his era. She has these things. But the big stat that I saw was she's taken – half as many shots as he did to break the record.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an accomplishment in itself. I mean, these people that played in eras that are great. And during February Black History Month, somebody shared a thing that said the real record holder is this, but the NCAA. Okay. This goes on a lot of things. If it's not in the books, you can't count it. You can say this person had this many, and you can say this person was great, and nobody's going to take anything from it. But when it's in the book, that's where her name is. Her name's going to be there until somebody passes it, just like the name
that was there before hers. I'm thinking thinking it's two different governing bodies. You know, you got the NCAA, and I think that was the AIA,
something like that. I briefly read it, and I was just
AIBA, something like that.
Yeah, these are, you know. When you look up NCAA record, it's going to say Caitlin Clark. Just like when you looked it up before, it was a name before her, the person she broke. You know, so it's there. She's great. She's earned it. She's done it with a bit of class for the most part. I mean, I expect her to get heated, and I'm okay with that. Have a bad moment. Mm-hmm. You're playing a game that you're passionate about. I expect it. I'm not going to knock you for it. So, but like, and I agree with Horace, the women right now are just showing the men up.
Oh yeah.
I mean, their games are much more fun. And heck, speaking of that, I called a 30 for 30 last night. The women's USA team, their first nationals team, like with Rebecca Lobo, Dawn Staley was the starter, like, you know, Cheryl Swoop was on the team, Lisa Leslie. Like it was an interesting 30 for 30. And then to see, as we're talking about this, to see where the women kind of came from to now we have Caitlin Clark, who's breaking records. Angel Reese, who is obviously the number two face of current college women's basketball because of how she puts herself out, marks herself, and her game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to sustain for a while, and I think the March Madness for the women coming up are probably going to outview the men again.
I'm willing to bet that because men's. I mean, I watched the Duke game obviously over the over the weekend. It's not like it used to be. It ain't like it used to be, man. Like just men's basketball itself. don't have the same luster like it did before. I find myself watching more of the women's basketball for sure. Hollow Point, what you got to say about it?
It's what everybody else said. They're the congratulations to Caitlin Clark. She is definitely a baller, and she's earned it. She works hard, you know. I'm kind of on the fence a little bit because, like, she did a great job and she's an excellent ball player and everything. I think she's fortunate to be in Iowa playing the way she played. You know, she get infinite green lights, full autonomy of the offense and all that stuff. Like, she's the best player. That's how it should be. And she's getting that opportunity to take advantage. Congratulations to her for doing it for that. Of course, to break this compete record just shows, I mean, it's just like, it's that longevity thing, man. It's being great for a long period of time. And that's kind of like the ultimate show of, here I am. And I think, like I said, she's going to be the beacon of women's basketball at the next level. And all them women in the league right now, you better go ask for some expansion deals or something. I don't know. You better get your car salesman pitch together or something. I don't know. A lot of women coming in there now to take your
spot. Yeah, man. That's great. For real.
Sure. Because that talent, like y'all said, the thing that the women's college basketball is doing now, and they got it right, is they're highlighting Utah, the girl from Utah, the girl from USC. Everybody knows all these different players from these women's team. I can't tell you who plays for Duke. I can't tell you who plays for Carolina for the men. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't. I used to know. Mm-hmm. But there are no more standouts in the men's.
And that's the pipeline coming into the NBA. So that's why the NBA is gonna be like ass for a while too.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like I think the college game, the men need to do a better job of who are your players of the year? Like, who are your best players? Who's your guys? Yes, we should do that player to watch. Heisman, or whatever the Heisman. Would watch. They should do that. Oh, this is watch this person. Okay, he is good.
Right.
But they don't do that anymore. I mean, yeah, you should want to see content. But yeah, if I know this guy's the best player on the team, we can promote that. That brings eyes to the game. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the women's side onto that, and they took that out, and they're like, yeah, we're going to do that. Like, now we know 3 or 4 players in the LSU team. You know, all the girls. Mm-hmm. Not only in
that
three, you know, we know the point guard. We know Haley, she didn't even get a run.
That's true. I just hope, you know, I hope for the sake of like it I'm excited because of this all this talent, even with South Carolina 29-0.
Yeah,
29-0 this season. Like, so like even with them, you know, doing their thing, this is gonna translate. Hopefully it pushes into the WNBA and get the WNBA the light it deserves.
Well, you know how it's gonna catch it. Then that's why I can't continue to keep the thing with it now, especially with the NIL deal that's now working in college, they're gonna turn into sponsorship. They're gonna start from now, you know, feeling like it's gonna take form and gonna have a sponsor team guys going into the league. It's kinda like when Michael had the Nike deal.
Mm-hmm.
She's already got sponsorship going on with her. That money, whatever that money is that the league's going to pay her, right? You know, that ain't going to be super important because she got sponsorship.
Right.
More of these women get the better for the league. Right now, that'll come from having to be subsidized for much better.
Yes.
But right. Yeah, shout out to Caitlin Clark, man. She's the goat.
All right. The goat. So her record, in your opinion, guys, do you think it can be broken?
Yes.
Yes. Wait, Mike. He says yes. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. And we said earlier about LeBron and the 40,000. You think is going to be surpassed anytime soon?
LeBron?
Yeah. 40,000. I wouldn't say anytime soon, but like ever.
No. LeBron,
I don't think no one's going to touch LeBron.
Okay. All
right. I'm talking like
not in our lifetime.
All right. So you talked about LeBron and you brought up KD, and I think KD is like the closest person to be able to surpass LeBron. Active player. I think he has like 12,000, like a little bit over 12,000 points. So, but KD's like with 4 years younger than LeBron.
Right.
It just seems like it ain't gonna happen. You know what I'm saying?
He's brutal. He's brutal.
And he's super brutal. Brutal. You're right.
He had a whole season. Yeah.
So I was looking online when I was getting ready like to put, you know, look for things to put for the show, and I came across a list of impossible records in sports, right? What people or records people think are impossible. And so right now I will show you the record. But then I want you guys to kind of guess who's the active player who's next in line, who is the closest to getting this record. All right. So I'm sharing
my screen. And I thought right my now. Shit was hard.
What do you mean? First one is going to be Andy Smith. You know, he has 18,355 rushing yards.
And you say the player has to be active?
Every player on here is active. Everybody's active.
Okay. Shoot.
Derrick Henry.
I just say got to be Derrick Henry. Like it has to be.
Ooh, hang on. Adrian Peterson hasn't officially retired, has he?
Yeah, man, 47.
He's not on. He's 47.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry. It is Derrick Henry. 9,502.
And like half the damn yards.
But crazy. And he's getting kind of old. You think he's? I mean.
No.
Is Emmitt's record like unattainable now for anybody else?
Yes.
At this rate, yes.
Because of the current construct of it.
Yeah. It's not a one running back league anymore.
If you're good,
and it's a pass heavy.
For sure. All right. Yeah. Next one. Jerry Rice with his 22,895 receiving yards.
Let's go, with Mike.
Who are you playing?
He said Mike Evans.
Mike Evans.
I'm going to go with I think I'm going to shock you on this. Give me Stephon Diggs.
It's Evans, bro. He got all type of records, all type Mike of like Evans. 11 Mike straight 1,000-yard seasons.
You guys are wrong. It is Julio Jones. 13,000.
Oh, I forgot he still was in the league.
Even though he was on the team.
Uh-huh. Is he on the Eagles?
Yeah.
He's still on the Eagles. With the Eagles. All right, the next one. Wayne Gretzky, 1,963 career assists.
Wow.
Sidney Crosby, and yes.
This assist, though, not goal.
This assist, yeah. This assist. This is the record, though. That's the record.
Yes, it's breakable, and I still say Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby?
Yeah, that's what I'm
going to Could be Ovechkin, but I'm going to go with Crosby.
Yo, give me Ovechkin.
Ovechkin? Horse knows nothing about
Crosby. Nothing. But I know those two. Okay.
It is Sidney Crosby, and he has 970 a career assist.
Nice.
I mean, he started playing
19 seasons all with the Penguins.
Yeah, I think he was like a 19-year-old kid.
Yeah. 19 seasons. I don't know how long he's gonna play. How much longer he's plans on playing? But I don't think he's gonna be the great one.
No, like Wayne Gretzky and like Jerry Rice has records that it's not gonna happen.
Right.
Like it's not gonna happen. Those right. records. Just,
here's one. Yeah. Ty Cobb. Yeah, I said Ty right Young. Now? It's Ty Cobb. I don't know why it says Young. Ty Cobb. Ty Cobb. 749 complete games.
Yeah. Negative. They don't even let pitchers go past 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's a fight to get to the seven.
They just abuse my boy, huh? Yeah.
It says Cy Young. I can't believe I put Cy Young.
Back then, man.
Yeah, they didn't have limits back then. Active players.
That's Cy Young. I'm sorry.
Bob Gibson. They would try to take Bob Gibson.
Kershaw or Verlander. Verlander.
Verlander.
I'm going with Verlander. Okay.
All right. The answer is Verlander, but it was until he retired last year. Adam Wainwright.
It was Wainwright.
Wow.
It was Adam Wainwright. Now. He had 29. But currently, now it's Justin Verlander.
He was actually, he stays in late a lot of times. He did when he was a little bit younger. He's getting a little older now, but he had some longevity for his.
All right. Next, Wilt Chamberlain, 50.4 points per game for the 61-62 season.
No.
Are we going off like we going off point per game average this year?
In a career. Not in a career. It's like this is not the career. This is
like high season point per average.
Yeah. 61-62 season. You think anybody will break that?
Yeah.
James Harden's the next highest, I think.
Yeah. Jordan did 38. That's crazy.
He's not active.
Oh, not active. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go.
Luka James Harden, 36 point, and that was 2018-2019 season.
So, yeah, like I knew it was at 36-37.
Hey, all right, that Harden almost got me beat up one year. I'm going to have to tell y'all about that story, bro. That's a crazy story, bro. Crazy.
The Boston Celtics, 8 straight NBA championships.
No.
8 straight? No.
Yeah.
Right now, current team is Denver Nuggets. Last year,
I'm like, what? I mean, this is a trick question.
This is a trick.
I don't know. All right, thanks, man. Yeah. Simone Biles, 23 world gymnastics gold medals.
I'm out of here.
No.
One day.
I'm gonna say no for sure. Never be broken.
One day.
I'm gonna say both of you are right. It is yes and no because Simone Biles is the closest. So yes and no. She gets another. She just moves the needle.
She gets four. She gets four more, and it's over. She just broke her own record.
She's competing.
All right, here's a good one. Cal Ripken Jr., 2,632 consecutive games played.
Hell no, they don't even play back-to-back.
We know that's not going to get broken ever, right? We know that's not going to get broken ever. Who's the closest?
Iron Man.
Right now?
Right now, who would you say is the closest?
The managers count?
No.
Black Jr.
Consecutive games played.
Miami. What's the little young kid's name? He was on the cover.
Chaz Chisholm.
Yeah.
Jazz Chisholm.
I know what you meant.
It's one of those names. Who you say, Hollow Point?
I said Vlad Jr.
Horace. No clue.
Boy, I have no clue.
Matt Olson, he has played 457 consecutive games.
Not even a quarter. What is that? Like 15% of that? Like, what is that?
That's like 10 more years, maybe.
Maybe. You got to be healthy.
Still not.
Can't handle a problem with nobody. All right.
Like the
women's UConn's women's basketball team, 111 games winning streak. That spanned from 2014 to 2017.
Oh, South Carolina got
Is that including the tourney?
This is game. Is the game winning streak? So it does include.
Oh, it gotta be. Yeah, it has to.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go South Carolina. South Carolina.
South Carolina is the closest with 29 now, but
oh, are they gonna break it? No,
but not breaking it.
South Carolina. It says 16, but it's really 29.
It's too competitive.
It's too much talent across the board. Now.
Your boy Ricky Henderson.
Stolen bases.
1,406 stolen bases over 25 seasons with the Athletics, Yankees, Blue Jays, Padres, Angels, Mets, Red Sox, and Dodgers.
Okay, and so three quarters of the league.
How many teams he played for?
Hey, what's my boy name play for the Braves?
Acuna.
Acuna. That's what I'm gonna go with.
He's probably, I don't even think he's the closest right now, but he might be the closest, but the record ain't getting broke.
Is Philly still in the league? Philly,
De La Cruz.
That's one of them records you gotta be 47 to break.
Billy Hamilton. That's a good one.
You gotta be 85 to break this record.
Man, look how old he is. Look at that picture.
But, I'll go Acuna too, just because. But that the record's nowhere, and it's not Acuna or Hamilton. I've seen this before, but I don't remember who it is.
You know how I'm finna? Nah, I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna keep it.
You got anybody hollow point?
I said Billy Hamilton.
Billy Hamilton. All right. Elvis Andrus, 347 stolen.
Who the hell's he play for now?
The White Sox, I believe. 14 seasons with the Rangers, Athletics, and the White Sox.
Him and Adrian Beltre on the left side of that infield for that Rangers was fun.
They were 100%. I got one last record. Michael Phelps, 28 Olympic medals.
No way. Yes. Well, no. Oh, 28 Olympic medals.
Mm-hmm. Olympic medals.
How does hold on now?
God.
Is that's total, right?
Total medals. Olympic medals.
Well, yeah. That's already been beat because doesn't Simone Biles have like 50 something?
She was like, no.
She got 20. Yeah, 20 something.
Nah. No, like her medals, those are mixed with like world national or world titles too. They're not. These are Olympic medals.
But the answer is yes, and I'm still going
games
with
won these medals.
The answer is yes, and I'm still going with Simone Biles.
Yeah. Hollow point.
I'm gonna say. I will say no. Because swimming is the easiest way to do it.
He's swimming.
Any more studs.
Mm-hmm. So no. Horace, what about you?
Are we talking about Americans only?
We're talking about
pronounce somebody from another country and I'll give it to you.
even if we say a gymnast, let's say any gymnast is gonna break it, they only have five. They have the individual, they have the team award, the team medal, and then the individual medal. So we're talking what?
Yeah.
Two, maybe three, depending on the specialty, you know, whatever specialty they because they're gonna have a team all around and then an individual all around and then whatever their specialty.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna say no, nobody's gonna break that record. Like Michael Phelps, like he, people don't even understand begin to understand the freak that he is. Like
he's Simone Biles, she already has like 18 or 20.
He's built for that, and I'm going with Simone Biles, yeah, for sure. I can't even think of another Olympian with that's like on that type of level.
Ariana,
get out of here! Get out of here with that.
What is that?
Is
she a softball player?
No, she is a short track speed skater. Hey, 11 medals.
Shout out to her.
What's I love it. That's a 11. Good one.
11.
Right. That's a good one.
Right. Shout out to her. She's Italian from Italy. It's Italian short track too. Speed skater. Yeah, so it wasn't an American.
Good job.
Great. All right, man. I appreciate you guys for participating in that. NFL news before we get out of here. Any huge other than the big one, Russell Wilson being told he's no longer part of Bronco country.
Man, I want to speak on that for 2 seconds. I'm gonna be short and sweet. That is absolutely top two, top three, one of the worst deals in NFL history. The Broncos are about to take a hit of a total of $85 million of dead money. They uber rich. They're the Waltons. We understand that. But the NFL has a salary cap. There's a salary cap, bro. You just hamstring your team. You hamstring your team because you don't like this man. Instead of being a leader that Sean Payton should have been, support this man, love this man, put your arm around this man, and be a real leader. He decided to push the man away, treat the man like crap from day one. You remember the day he got hired? But I don't know. We got all this. We don't need all that. He could have said that in the privacy of him and Russell. They could have had a meeting. Like, hey, bro, your parking, that's done. Your own office, that's done. Like, he didn't have to out that man in front of the world like that, bro. Like, it was a relationship that was meant to fail, and it's causing the Broncos dearly, and the Broncos will not compete for anything. The Broncos are in the AFC. The AFC is tough. Their division is tough. The AFC in general is tough. And you throwing away $85 million in the AFC? Yeah, good luck, son. good luck with that, man. And I hope they deserve to get everything they get. Sean Payton, you deserve it because you left. Hey, I'm a Saints fan. Hey, you left us, boy. Hey, you said Taysom Hill was the next Steve Young. I'm done. Their guy. I hope they lose their guy. Joke.
Hey, what about you? Any big news that has stuck out from the NFL from you, Mike?
Jason Kelce is officially retiring from the NFL.
Oh, man.
Hell of a career. He's earned his retirement. And,
yeah. First thing that popped in my head was like, man, he has more time to hang out with Hollow Point now.
Fucking yeah.
God damn.
I hang out with Jason all day, man. That's my God.
Hey, he invite Taylor to the pod or what?
Hey. Yeah, Welcome.
Boom. Go. I'm talking about blow up, son.
Oh, man. But yeah, I think the news for me isn't necessarily making or anything like that. I think shout out to Kelce for retiring. And Wilson got a raw deal. We all know that. Justin Fields is about to be a raw. I think we can all see the future, and I kind of feel bad for how he. I mean, it's just bad timing. You know what I mean? Because like the new crop of quarterbacks is not coming in. He's at the point where you either got to pay him, or cut him, or trade him, and so he's just he didn't show a whole to make you want to keep him. Because if you sign him, you got to pay him like $40 million or so per year, and I don't know if he's worth that in terms of his so that's why it's like, are the Bears going to fumble this thing again? Probably, because it's what they do. They're going to do two things. They're going to do the right thing, trade him, and then draft Caleb. What that means, nobody knows, because they still have bad coaches. They still have a bad two, they're going to not trade Justin, still draft Caleb, and then create some sort of competition randomly for whatever reason. Eventually, end up still pushing Justin Fields out. Three, they're going to trade out of first pick, keep Justin Fields because they still think he's a good quarterback, and just far away the chance to get a generation back, according to everybody else. So okay. I don't know. I don't see the Bears doing the right thing. If they were, they would have been. I think Justin Fields, they need to trade him to wherever they can. Whether even if for some reason the Atlanta chooses their mind, wherever they can get some value for him. Because if he's in there and they draft Caleb Williams, it's only going to make it's going to make it interesting for sure.
Right.
So,
man.
But also, and also the combine didn't happen. There were a lot of sub fours as I looked at a lot of the records of the runnings, the 40 yard. A lot of sub between the running backs and the wide receivers. One particular guy ran a 4.41. We talked about before, running in a straight distance doesn't necessarily indicate how good you're going to be on the football field. You have to navigate your way through defenses and stuff, especially as a wide receiver. And running pads on is really different. So sometimes the speed in the combine setting doesn't necessarily. So it's interesting when they start doing the but some people make their draft by, you know, Bo Nix is going to be a first round draft pick, you know, fan, show favorite. And now JJ McCarthy is apparently a top five.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Right?
We're getting
so, you guys got any honorable mentions?
Honorable mention to a high school student actually from MGM. Let me find her name again. Michaela Bumgartner. She's a softball player and she reached 500 career strikeouts as a varsity pitcher.
Holy smoke.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, that's great. I don't know how to put that in preference. I mean, I don't know what it's like to throw, but 500 anything's a lot.
Yeah. That's dope. I got an honorable mention for the one y'all love to hate. Your boy Caleb Williams, and not for nothing, he's done at the combine. It's what he didn't do at the combine. He said what I've been feeling since I was a kid. I ain't doing nothing. If y'all want to see what I can do, I got 30 games, 30 of them things. Not 5, not 10. I have 30 games. You can watch me throw the ball. You can see how I am in the pocket. You can see how fast I am. It's all there for the world to see. Why am I going to sit out here and do y'all little dog and pony show? Because somebody going to draft a boy who ran the 2 flat and too early because he ran that super fast 40, not watching a film and not seeing that, yes, he's fast, but he don't look like he Tyreek Hill and nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what that type of speed would show. If you run a 4-2 on a football field, you're going to be looking like a Tyreek Hill. You know what I'm saying? So somebody's going to overdraft. Oh, look how pretty he looks in his shorts. Oh, yeah. So shout out to Caleb Williams for keeping it 100 and telling me, info. I ain't seeing y'all in y'all little show. If y'all want to watch me throw, put on the film.
I don't like that at all because I want you to throw at the combine if you're a quarterback. Because you're not in the comfort of your own setting. You're not the comfort of your own receivers. Show me what you can do with new players. Yeah, you're going to get to the NFL and you're going to try to work on your timing with all these guys. But show me with somebody that you don't know that you can complete them same passes that you're completing to this receiver right here that you know if you throw it, you know, this far up the field, he can run and go get it. Or if you throw it just a little bit out of his reach, he can make an adjustment. show me what you can do. All the highlight film in the world is great, and I know what he can do with his teammates he's comfortable with, but show me what you can do when you're uncomfortable. Because that's what problem. You are at the combine.
Now, that's the problem, Mike. They're not uncomfortable. They're not uncomfortable. They practice that stuff. J.J. McCarthy look like Dan Marino out there because he practices all that stuff for 2 months.
What I like is that he said, I'm not going to give you my medical reference.
That's a champion. So you tread lightly when talking about McCarthy. He is a champion.
Yeah, and his running back's a third to fifth round draft pick. So he's a champion too. Crum's not an NFL quarterback. He's small. He lacks. But anyway, don't get me started. But what I like Caleb Williams did is the medical record. He said, there's no need for all y'all need to know my medical records. Only one team can draft me. I will give it in my 5 interviews. Yeah, there's no business. 32 teams have no business to know what my medical record is. You want to know it? Interview me, and you better be one of the top 6.
I like that. That would be Deion Sanders told him back in the day.
So he went full on Deion. He went front time.
Deion said, hey, what you picking? 6?
What, you sit 10? Oh, I ain't gonna be around.
Bro.
He told that to the Giants, so I don't appreciate that. But all right, whatever, Deion. Whatever, bro.
But he wasn't wrong. He was not wrong. He
wasn't wrong. Al Point, what about you?
Honorable mentions for is it's about to be March Madness, so that means the conference tourneys are starting this today. We'll start today. So all the conferences are starting off their tournaments, so that everybody gets a chance. That's the best part about March Madness is everybody getting to participate in this tournament. So we start today.
All right. Okay. My honorable mention would probably be, because I guess I really don't have anything else, Jake Paul won over the weekend, if anyone cares. No one cares? I don't think so.
No.
That was it. That was it for me. Someone's got to step up and stop these boys. I don't know how true it is. I saw Ryan Garcia post on his X or his Twitter. And said that he wanted to, he's gonna try to fight Jake Paul. Well, I don't know. I don't see that happening either. But he got to fight somebody credible for me to like really give a damn.
I don't even care. I mean, he's cornered it business wise. He's doing a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
Out these tomato cans and these guys that ain't never they're do nothing more than.
Paying them off.
He could go. I'm not saying he hasn't got the skill, but he doesn't need to class opponent.
Right. No, he's not. That's crazy.
You know,
all these guys lined up to fight him are doing epic business decisions, too.
That's what I'm saying. They're taking the business. And it's like, hey, I'm going to slide you a couple hundred thou. Mm-hmm. Just don't take this left.
Now we fixing fights.
Yeah.
Heard it here first.
The Tyrone Woodley fight? For sure. Oh. For sure. That man laid out like, that was ridiculous, bro.
Apparently, our party shots. The Paul brothers are paying for shots.
Oh, all right, party shots, fellas. Party shots.
Thank you, everybody, for coming back. You know, my biggest party shot.
My shout out is to Steve. He retired. He had his last interview yesterday. He was a big wrestling fan, if y'all don't know. And my shout out to him. This is my years, man, like 3 years old. Kind of laying at the rest, but he actually let him go out on top.
There you go.
Thanks.
All right.
Big
force.
Oh, no, I'm good, brother. Hey, I got it out. Shout out to my girl, Caitlin, again, man. That was an outstanding accomplishment. I'm really happy for her, man. I like that should be talked about more because she broke a women and a man record, in my opinion. So, man, shout out to her, bro.
So. Right on, right on. All right. So, piggyback what these guys always say, hey, shout out to all of our day one listeners. Shout out to all of our new listeners, our old listeners. Shout out to you if you just chewing on and listen. For sure, if you have noticed, we are making that transition to YouTube. So make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. And not only just subscribe, smash that like button for this video and click that post note, click that little bell. And that way you'll be notified when we drop new content here on YouTube. So we appreciate everybody out there for listening. Thank you for watching. For Hollow Point, for White Mike, for Horace Jr., I am King Cooley. We are Truth Be Told Sports Podcast. Rest in peace, Kobe. Right here. Peace. We'll be right back.